to his home country, France, on February 4, 2025, based on a practical arrangement signed between the two nations on Friday. Indonesian Coordinating Minister of Law, Human Rights, Immigration and Corrections, Yusril Iza Mahendra, made a statement in Jakarta. The practical arrangement for At Louis transfer was signed by Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Law, Human Rights, Immigration and Corrections, and the French Minister of Justice. Indonesia's Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs has produced 10,000 digital talents to meet industrial needs within its first 100 working days, aligning with efforts to accelerate the national digital transformation. Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Anggaraka Prabowo, stated, these digital talents were developed to support the future prosperity of the Indonesian people. That was Ms. Lain from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Dan jantungku berdegup kencang, kau buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu, perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be something that I never had? Could it be love? Terlepas darimu, perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love?
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, up next is a song called Banyu Moto. Banyu Moto is composed by Hari Marwanto. It was released in June 2020 on YouTube. The word Banyu Moto comes from the Japanese language, which means tears. The lyrics itself tells the story of a song written by someone for their beloved, containing a heartfelt promise to remain faithful and loyal to their partner until the end of life. Well, listeners, here is Banyu Moto by Nella Karisma and Dori Harsa. Happy listening.
Kang loko e sing paling tak tenani nganti saiki
getaway. the ultimate paradise. A luxurious escapade. Here you have some of the hippest spots on the planet. Release your inhibitions for an adventure of a lifetime. Whether you fancy the beach or golf, just love food served exotically. Or adrenaline rushes. Enjoy oases of tranquility. Where pampering is art perfected. Mysteriously festive. Tourism with its own history. Branded hospitality. The ultimate travel destination and more. Bali. Wonderful.
Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, Indonesia Today, from Voice of Indonesia. How's your Saturday? How's your weekend here in Indonesia? It's long weekend, VOI listeners and viewers, as we are commemorating Isra Mi'raj on Monday. Then on Tuesday, we have a joint leave set by the Indonesian government. And on Wednesday, we have Lunar New Year, so it's very, very long weekend since Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to Wednesday, gonna be so fully loaded here in the recreational places, tourist places here in Indonesia. And hopefully your lovely weekend is supported by lovely weather as well. Just like here in Jakarta, the capital city of Indonesia, it's a quite good day to go out. Why am I saying quite good? Because it's kind of predictable. Because it's shiny but could turn out to be gloomy so fast. What about in the other parts of the world? Let's take a look at the world weather forecast taken from accuweather.com. We start from cities in Asia like Beijing and Hong Kong that will be cloudy. Singapore will be partly shiny with temperature reaching 30 degrees Celsius. A good day to go out. Let's go to Hong Kong, where the temperature may reach 20 degrees Celsius. If you are in Hong Kong, make sure you enjoy various interesting events to celebrate New Year, Lunar New Year, I mean. There will be a special event in Kowloon on January 29, like Lunar New Year Parade. Let's go to Europe with the cities of Berlin that will be covered by clouds. Rain will be falling in London with temperature reaching 7. Let's go to the American continent with the cities of Buenos Aires. Then we have Mexico, that will be all cloudy. New York as well with -3 degrees Celsius. And Toronto with -6 degrees Celsius. That's it. The world weather forecast for January 25th, 2025.
Voice of Indonesia.
December 6, 2014. We're going to drive across LA and hit every wedding we possibly can. It's going to be awesome. And we're late. What's the door for you, Mr. Madden?
Sugar sweet, don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause I'm really high on the left, living California day. I don't wanna play no games, you don't gotta be afraid. Don't be all that shy shit, no makeup on, that's my sugar.
Yeah. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tahu Genjrot is a traditional dish from Cirebon, West Java. Made from fried tofu cut into small pieces and served with a distinctive sauce. The sauce is a mixture of palm sugar, tamarind, shallots, garlic, and chili, giving it a sweet, sour, and spicy flavor. This dish is typically served on a small plate or in a mortar and enjoyed as a snack. Tahu Genjrot is a popular culinary delight, commonly found in traditional markets and street vendors across West Java.
RRI Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Let's
Indonesia.
Many people may know Ende for Lake Limutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Wolotopo village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Wolotopo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampung. We trace rising paths and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampung, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki or custom leader in Wolotopo village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dika Sawu, who plays a key role in every traditional procession in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuapu'u, or the origin kampung, where Sauria or big houses are situated. There are two Sauria in the village, namely Sau Atalaki and Sau Sui. They are wooden stilt house with umbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for the seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with a ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sauria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sau Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sau Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajah Buuria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, setelah Buria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda.
There are parts inside the house.
Itu sesuai dengan
they are
keturunan.
Wajah Buria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for musalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for musyawara or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan sama, sama semua posisinya seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high cost at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardo State, although most of Wolotopo villagers are plantation farmers. They are willing to pay big amount of funds for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lolu. Then people break down the house and held a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lea Laku to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lea Laku itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lea Laku ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in 4 directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give offering to the ruler of the forest before cutting the wood. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sao ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony features tandak and gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole, with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is a main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities including waving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan leke pera, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting leke pera, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forests, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Nio, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Keda Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Musalaki in Wolotopo village. Keda Kanga is a place where their ancestor did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotopo village. Besides the stone's graves, which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedah Kangha. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Musa Laki.
Kedah Kangha, rumah tempat pemujaan berhala oleh seluruh para Musa Laki.
Kedah Kangha is a place where Musa Laki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Musa Laki in a kampung center called Pusenwa is new language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Musa Laki do Tandak and Gawi dance accompanied with Golamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotopo traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Tati, mau bilang apa sama Ludi?
The best husband ever disuruh milih. Pun, aku pasti akan balikin dia lagi sih. Aku suka lupa untuk perasaan suami sendiri ya, kayak gimana perasaan suami itu ternyata juga sedih. Cuman aku selalu ngarepin dia untuk kuatin aku. Mungkin ternyata dia juga butuh sebenarnya dikuatin.
Haruskah ku berubah demi cinta agar mereka mau menerima ketidakbiasaan yang terjalin antara kita berdua. Haruskah ku memendam semua rasa? Haruskah ku memenjarakan asa? Hanya karena cinta kita tak seperti apa yang mereka mengerti. Mungkin berat tapi ku tahu apa yang kita jalani. Bersama, asalkan kita berdua.
dunia bahwa kita tidak percaya bahwa itu. Dan ini di Adam keadaannya pasti berbeda, nggak mungkin sama dengan yang sebelum-sebelumnya.
Maksudnya kita justru mau mematahkan apa kata dokter maupun apa kata literatur yang sudah mengatakan bahwa 3-13 itu pasti umurnya tidak banyak. Kita mau mematahkan statement itu. Kita pengen ngasih yang terbaik untuk Adam dari hal kayak medis maupun dari rasa kasih sayang itu benar-benar kita lakukan dengan penuh hati. Dan tentunya juga perjuangan juga bentuk cinta sih, bahwa kita yakin bahwa Adam bisa sembuh walaupun belum ada obatnya untuk penyakitnya, cuman kita harus yakin bahwa kondisinya pasti akan membaik.
Apa yang kita jalani
sulit mereka pahami, namun ku yakin ada jalan.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.
Thank you.
Business Line. Indonesia's Press Council issued on Friday a guideline on the use of artificial intelligence in journalistic work. The guideline aims to ensure the ethical and transparent use of AI technology while upholding journalistic integrity amid rapid technological advances.